Good morning and welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come at 9:18, we'll talk to Jesse Rogers, get the latest on the Cubs and Sox for the weekend. Also, we'll hear from Tracy Butler to give you the latest on the weekend weather. That's at 9:50. All this hour right here on Captain J Hood. Here's hoping that you're going to have a great Friday and a great weekend. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number as we talk to you about the 9x9x9 challenge, Cap. 9 beers, 9 hot dogs in 9 innings. And we've got guys at the station that are going to try it. It's our own Shea Norling's going to try it. Charlie Bevins from Black and Abdallah is going to try it. It's also Jake Cantu from Black and Abdallah is going to try it. And
Charlie.
One more.
Potentially Charlie Bevins.
I said Charlie, Jake, Shea, and Tyler.
Tyler Rocky from Waddle and Sylvie. They're all going to try. And so your bet is on whom?
If I had to pick of those four, Charlie. But again, I don't think any of them will get it done. You're going to get to like the fifth inning and go, oh God, I'm not feeling great. And then you get to the ninth. And you can't go puke and rally. You can't puke. If you leave the stadium, you have completed it.
Okay, so I'm rolling with Tyler.
Tyler?
Yeah, he works here. I believe that Tyler is going to be able to get that done.
No shot.
Yep, if anyone's going to get done. I just think, now, again, people look at me, and they'll look at Yurko or Shea or Jay Moore as like, oh, they definitely, that's not, it's usually for little guys. Those are the ones that can get down 9 hot dogs in 9 innings or drinking 9 beers. I like my beer like the next guy, but the whole thing is like 9 and 9 innings, no shot. Absolutely not. And I like to know how the beers will be shuttled out there. You're going to buy 9 beers all at one time, put it in a case, and just let it sit there in the warmth, in the 90-degree heat, in the bleachers? Tough. And he didn't say 12 ounces, 24 ounces of beer. Holy bleep. That's a lot.
So that,
an inning. Especially today's
it's what,
baseball.
216 ounces of beer.
Stop it.
216 ounces of beer, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then
To be clear, it is 12 ounces per inning. So we only need to have half. Like, if I get the beer in the top of the first, it has to be done by the end of the bottom of the second. Because it's 12-ounce beers is the challenge.
Okay, so it's 9 times 12, not 9 times 24.
So it's 12-ounce beers, not 24.
Correct. Yeah, it's just because we have to get the stadium beers. They're 24 ounces, so we get 2 innings to finish each full stadium beer.
Okay. Makes sense, right?
Right. So okay. It's 9 times 12.
All right.
108.
Let's go to the phone lines. Can he do it? 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Joey G in Melrose. All right, Joey.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Morning, Joey.
What do you think?
How are you, Cap?
All good, man. What's up?
Well,
what's on your mind?
Let me start at the 7:30 segment. I don't want Jalen Carter. Like you said, Cap, red flag.
Yeah, talented, but I can't take the chance.
Going to the Capri Sun Challenge, Shay, you got to make sure you drink the Capri Sun from the corners. If you drink it straight down in the middle, you're going to have some left in the corners.
Tip the
juice container to the right or to the left, and I can slam one in 5 seconds.
We actually happen to have a Capri Sun right here. And,
oh, you do?
Yep, and I'm going to try it. I believe this will be a mere bag of shells, Joey, as we say.
For you?
Yeah, in less than 10 seconds.
God, it'd be like you eating a steak.
Well, I do that one bite at a time. I enjoy those morsels. Go ahead, Shay.
I have to update the Capri Sun record as well, now that we're paying this off. But we have the Capri Suns in front of us. Apparently, the record is removing the straw, opening it, getting it into the pouch, and finishing it. And the record is 10.4.
Okay, well, that's a tough one because, you know, you could just, like, at home, you might miss the hole. 312-332-ESPN.
Well, if you do, you just got to smoke it down, right? Like, if you miss and you puncture part of it, you just got to go in.
All right. All right.
There's another one. Save that, Jay Moore. You just got to go in. You haven't hit it in 4 months, but whatever.
Hit it in 4 months.
Wow. Jay's advising everyone, if you're going to do the challenge, hit the hole. In Lockport, here's Jared on ESPN 1000. All right, Jared.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey,
what's up?
I was listening to Waddle and Sylvie and BK yesterday, and they said they couldn't do it, the 9x9 challenge. So it's going to be tough.
Wait, you didn't hold on a second. Did you put Waddle in there, Cap? You don't think Waddle could do it?
I think he could do the drinking part. Easy. Easy. That guy is a sponge, but he couldn't do the hot dog part.
I would say the same. I think I could get down 9 beers in 9 innings. I've done that. But the eating part, though, that's a lot.
I do not believe Waddle could do that.
Go ahead, my friend.
I think you guys should go with that beer batch.
And those ounces, and how many ounces is that?
I don't know. 32? Hold on. 32?
I'm looking.
How many beers have you had at one time, Jarrett?
In an hour? In an inning?
Yeah, no, at a game.
Oh, at a game? I don't know, maybe 6.
A Sox game?
Yep.
Were we losing?
Absolutely.
Were we losing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, 6 or 7, yeah.
See, if you can do 6 beers just hanging out at the park, competitively drinking, 9 is no problem.
26 ounces.
All right, yeah, we can do that.
That's
no
problem.
We'll take the extra 2 ounces per every 2 innings. That's not a big deal.
What? You know what? We didn't add Bleck to this. Do you think Bleck could get that done? He can go.
Might be a wild card there.
Is Bleck a good drinker?
Oh yeah. It's funny. I've been out with him many times. You can't tell if he's been drinking or not. Same guy.
He just gets quiet.
Just thoughts. Hair's never out of place. Still just drinking.
He does have the best hair at the station.
It's unreal. The hair never moves ever.
I've been out with him plenty of times. A lot of places. He's pretty much the same guy, which is great. And it's funny, he and I are kindred spirits in that. I don't really change when I'm drinking. Pretty much the same guy. Same jerk that you are, you know.
Wow.
Northwest side, here is Chris on ESPN 1000 in Northwest Indiana. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning. I just want to tell you thank you so much. You're giving me something that I love listening to in the morning every day.
Oh, you're the best.
Thank you.
And just a quick point with the 9x9x9. We stopped selling beer in the 7th inning, so you buy in those last couple by the 7th, they're just going to sit there in that July sun and get smoldering hot, which is going to make it even harder to drink them and keep that food down. I mean, that just adds a whole other element.
Ooh,
to
the warm beer. So, Chris, could you drink a warm beer?
I mean, I'm not saying that I can't. You know, you're out on the golf course, you got a couple left, you know. Yeah, but when you've got dogs down already, try to drink an 8th or 9th warm beer? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess on the golf course, I guess the difference is it's just swimming around in the cooler, right?
It stays cold.
Yeah, it's still cold.
Correct. Like, but, you know, the ice melts, they get a little bit warmer. I mean, you're sitting in the bleachers. You bought it by the 7th. It's the 9th. It's been sitting there, you know, for a good 30 minutes, if not longer. That's going to be hot.
All right, my friend. We appreciate the telephone call. But you can handle that, too, though. I mean, you'll just shuttle in a couple of beers. You'll be fine, Shane.
And then make sure you have a hefty bag with you. Seriously.
You know,
Any of you got to puke, you do not want to do that all over the person sitting in front of you.
It's so funny, this guy next to me. He just thinks that if anyone drinks a lot, that means automatic projectile
with
vomit.
9 hot dogs.
And you said the same thing for me upstairs when we were doing that drinking challenge with the Malort. He's going to throw up. No.
That was a shot.
I had several shots. It was fine.
You didn't have anywhere near 9 hot dogs and 9 beers.
No, but you were saying that I was going to vomit because I had Malort, which means you don't know that. I mean, everyone thrives for a six-pack. Who needs a six-pack when you got a keg? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And Braidwood here is Charlie on ESPN 1000. All right, Charlie.
What's going on, guys?
Charlie, jump in the conversation. What do you think?
I think maybe 1 or 2 would be able to do this a year ago, but this pitch clock is going to play a huge factor in whether or not you can get it done.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I've been to a game this year, and it is unbelievably fast.
Right. I mean, so he's going to get to, like, the 5th inning and go, oh, Jesus, The inning's over already?
It just adds to the challenge. I get 2.5 hours. Again, 9 beers in 2.5 hours, no problem. The hot dogs are the challenge.
That's I know the second thing. I think they're selling beer till the 8th now as well, so you don't have to worry about getting a hot one till, you know, open it through the 7th.
Do you think that one of our guys on the station can be able to handle this? Do you think that they can do it? Shay or Charlie or Tyler? What do you think? Cantu?
Maybe Shay.
Could you do it?
10 years ago.
What changed?
I don't think I could drink 9 beers in 9 hours anymore. So
that would be
Southside. Scotty's on ESPN 1000. All right, Scotty.
What's going on, fellas?
Sup, Scotty? How are you, Sparkles?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Hey, first off, I just want to say shout out to all the hardworking union guys that made it into work today.
That's right.
With all this crappy traffic in this Chicagoland area.
That's right.
And the gorgeous weather going, I should take the day off.
You know, it feels like outside, it feels and smells like I want to quit my job today. But, you know, it is what it is.
That's it.
So, I got 100, Cap, against you. I think Shay's got this locked up. He's got it in the bag.
You're saying 9 beers with the pitch clock, 9 innings, and 9 hot dogs.
Yeah, and I'm also going to say that I checked my baseball schedule because I do coach 2 baseball teams, and I do not have a game that day. So I'm going to be there to push Shay along, and I'm going to do it with him. So wow. I'm going to do it with him.
All right, Scotty. We appreciate the phone call. And again, let's give that date for though people just tuning in.
It's going to be Cubs Marlins, July 1st at Wrigley Field. Tyler, me, maybe Jake, maybe Charlie, all in the bleachers at Wrigley Field. Come hang out and watch us torture ourselves.
And our fine union guy is going to be here to push you along.
That's
you
right.
Said.
Thank you, Scotty, my guy.
How about that?
How about this, Shay? Can we do the Capri Sun Challenge next? Or do we wait until...
Well, we got to talk to Jesse Rogers.
Yeah? So can we do the Capri Sun? I mean, we're running out of time here. We're running out of daylight here.
Let's bring Jesse into the fold, huh?
This will take 10 seconds, she said. So 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. So come to Twitch, everybody. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We're going to do the Capri Sun Challenge right into Jesse to give us the latest on the Cubs and the Sox. All right? Let's do that. I have my Capri Sun ready, but this whole thing of puncturing the Capri Sun. And then
don't be unwrapping the straw either there, Sparkles.
Cap, I'm not sure. Like in 10 seconds?
Right.
But drinking it, that's not a problem. In 10 seconds?
But getting it out of that little cellophane thing, puncturing the hole, and then going, bam.
Come on.
Time up.
Cap and Jay Hood, Chicago's home for sports. Come on up to Twitch. Watch.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out. They pull me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 at the ESPN Chicago app. All right, Jay Moore, come on in. Shay, come on in. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We will do the Capri Sun Challenge. And Jesse Rogers is with us. Jesse is brought to you by...
He is brought to you by Power Equipment Direct, and he's on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
All right.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Hang on, Jess. We got to get this Capri Sun thing. Now, again, we got to get this done in 10 seconds. How about that, Jess?
Well, I've got a whole box of Capri Sun in my refrigerator because I got a 13-year-old at home, so I'm all over this. I want to know if you guys can do it.
All right. There's no chance they can do
it. I
want to
know if you can do it.
No chance. No chance.
All right. So we got to take this thing out and then put it in the Capri Sun hole and drink it in 10 seconds.
You have to unwrap this and then put it in the hole.
All right. Whenever you're ready, Cap.
All right. Here we go. There's the clock. It's at zeros. 3, 2, go.
I can't even do this. I can't even get the wrapper to go. Jeez. This is horrible.
This is terrible. You're at 11 seconds right now.
Damn. Did he even get the straw in?
I think I got it in 20. Maybe 20.
Yeah.
That's hard.
The straw is the most difficult part.
Done.
Yeah. Okay. You guys.
It actually,
24 seconds.
Wow. That's harder to chug than I thought.
Whew.
Here's another thing I can't do, Captain.
Shay hadn't even entered the nether region with the straw at the 10-second mark.
No, that's not true.
That's true.
No, that's not true.
That's true.
Now he's lying on my name.
I'm not.
Jay Moore, did you finish yours? Did you get a chance to finish?
I did.
Yeah, he had it dripping off of him. Jay Moore had it dripping, and I heard, damn, behind me.
Jesse, we want to get your thoughts about what is going on with the, first of all, the White Sox. You know, we talked about the injuries before. So how do you believe that the Sox, after all these injuries, can be able to have a better season? What's your prediction on this team versus last year as far as trying to overcome injuries?
Yeah, I thought they're mid-80s, but I don't think they're any better equipped to overcome more than one or two. We talked last week. I don't have a problem with covering up for Eloy with Gavin Sheets and Jake Berger. That combo from the right and left side, you can produce a little bit, maybe not as much as Eloy over the course of a season, but that's okay. When you talk about Tim Anderson, I have to pull out the stat I've given to you guys before, especially after these last two games. They are now 64-71 when he doesn't start since 2020. 64-71, 7-under. When he does start, 150-112. This is a different team with and without him. Now they take a hit offensively and defensively with him out. Think about Eloy. You take a little bit of a hit offensively, but again, I like Sheets and Berger. So this is the bigger injury. When you lose Tim Anderson, you lose energy, top of the order bat, and obviously your starting shortstop. It's a killer. 64-71 without him.
Jesse, talk to me as you look at where how many games in, Hoodie? 13?
Yep.
Okay, we're 13 games in. Are we jumping to too many conclusions about teams and we're only 13 games in? Because I remember the Milwaukee Brewers. I think Dale Swaim hit a grand slam to make them 13-0, and they ended up 81-81 that year. Are we racing to too many conclusions this early?
Yeah, of course. Now, were you one of them, Cap? Did you declare the Cubs a playoff team the other day, whereas 3 weeks ago you did not have them there? If you had them there 3 weeks ago, I'm fine with that. You can make a case. You can't change your mind, not just you, anybody, after 11 to 13 games. You just can't change your mind. Whatever you thought in March still sticks. However, when you start 13-0, I guess that's when you could maybe change your mind, right? But even then, you said that you brought up the Brewers. So
this Jackaloon had them in the playoffs after 10 games.
You can't do that, Cap. You can't. Now, terrible. If you did in March, I can live with it. But you can't go from no playoffs to playoffs in 11 games, 9 of which have been at home, 2 series against teams they never see, which is an advantage at home. The Cubs will be at a disadvantage when they go to some of these road cities for the first time in a while. So, no, you cannot change your mind after 11 games, with the exception of maybe 13-0 race. If you didn't like them before, you better start liking them, because you imagine there's some staying power there. Look, but I haven't made any new conclusions about the Cubs. No chance.
I have.
Yeah, because it's 10 games. He thinks they're on a heater. But wait until they play a real team like the Dodgers. They're going to tune that organ up. Da-da-da-da-da-da. We love it. Da-da-da-da. They'll be tuning up that organ
for
a sweep against the Cubs this weekend.
I've got Eric Ostrowski and Brendan Riley upstairs at the direction of Zetterman. They're doing site surveys in Wrigleyville. Where are we broadcasting during the playoffs?
I love you, Cap, but if you've changed your mind after 11 games, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Of course he is. Wait until hey, Jesse, you and I know. Wait until they play the Dodgers.
Well, it's not just that.
Tonight, baby.
You're right.
We love it.
Dude. Seven out of the
choke
next
on your
10,
Dodger dogs.
7 out of the next 10, you get them 4 at home in a week. But you know what? You could win that season series. Who knows? Short series. They swept the Phillies late last year.
I feel a little magic with this club, Jess. There's just a vibe I've got.
I said this to Sylvie and Waddle. I do like the culture. I do like the vibe. I like all those ancillary things. It still comes down to talent over 162, and I'm not sure they have enough. And I'm certainly not changing my mind after 11 games. They're on pace
just
for what I thought.
Just wait till we acquire Ohtani at the deadline.
They're on pace for basically your 81, 82 win type of team. So I don't see why I would change my mind now. But I do like what they're doing. But listen, Cap, if you're going to change your mind, look at what the Milwaukee Brewers are doing. Best pitching in the National League by far. I mean, their bullpen's amazing. They have the best defense in the National League by far. Not the Cubs, The Cubs, by the way, are plus at shortstop. They're kind of negative so far everywhere else, according to statistics.
No, that's garbage. Nico Horner's a really good player there.
I agree.
Ian Happ's a Gold Glove winning left fielder.
Keep shining him up, Cap.
I'm just telling you what the Milwaukee Brewers numbers tell us. They're the best defensive team currently, and I don't think that's going to stick. So my point is you can't make any conclusions after 11 games. I certainly wouldn't go from non-playoff to playoff after 11.
Yeah, freaking Brewers. They have to give away tickets with a tank of gas up there.
Still, again, away from the point. You hear what Jesse's saying here.
I don't want to hear
Cap,
it.
Okay. Cap knows what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Fine. I get it. They had some good wins. And Jed mentioned one thing, which is good, and this is before they had a couple blowouts there, that you judge a team. It was interesting. You judge a team not on the one-run close games. You actually judge them on the blowouts, which is where run differential does tell a story. And how about this, J-Hood? There's four teams with plus run differential in the National League. Four. And the Cubs are one of them. I think the Padres are plus one, so maybe there's five. But basically, there's four teams with a plus, and the Cubs are one of them. And that's telling they're 3-1 in blowout games, which is five runs or more. They're 3-1, and remember, offense was a question mark. So I get Cap getting on that bandwagon. It's just a little early.
Okay, let's talk about the White Sox and their opponent tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles were the flavor of the year last year because they were such in the doldrums for a long time, and they really pulled the nose up as a team. What are your thoughts on the ball club this year?
Well, I followed Baltimore. I went down to spring training with them. I know their manager, Brandon Hyde, from his Cub days well. They can hit. They can hit. That is a young team that can hit. They're going to grow because they've got one of the best farm systems. If they spend money, that's the team to watch in the coming years. Adley Rutschman is a star. He hit a walk-off last night. But here's your chance, Jay Hood, and I think you agree with me. You don't have all your players, granted, but you're back at home after a day off. Show a little swagger. Baltimore came in here last year, beat you 3 out of 4, one of the worst home series of the year, minus that Diamondback series, if you recall. Baltimore used up their bullpen this week against Oakland. I think extra inning game, high run scoring games. This is your chance to put your foot down a little bit. We're hurting, but we're back at home. They showed no swagger last year or in the first series of the season at home. Now, I know swagger is just a word. Like, what does that even mean? But I think you get what I mean. Like, defend your home court. Outslug the other team at home instead of the other way around like we saw against the Giants. So that's my view of this series. Baltimore's coming in, a little used up in the pen. No day off yesterday as opposed to you guys. Let's go.
I understand that your email is open here. I understand you're going to be covering Detroit to find out.
Another mistake by Javier Baez.
So you're going to be covering.
That's where I was going.
Covering Baez. I mean, my God, Jesse, he has not been the same since the end of his tenure with the Cubs. He is an embarrassment with the Tigers.
He really hasn't been the same since 2019 in a lot of ways. You know the slide started after that MVP caliber season. But that brings up a bigger picture point. Jed Hoyer's looking pretty good. He's looking pretty good, not just in letting those guys go, which was pretty dramatic, also in these deals he's signing up. This deal for Ian Happ, Cap, and Jay Hood, that is a team-friendly deal. That is a really like, hey, I want to be here. What's it going to take? And they said, well, we'll give you a short-term deal. 3 years and 60 is nothing for a guy like this, all-star, gold glove, that's going to hit the market, a market that is not strong for hitters. He was going to get Benintendi money for sure, 5 and 75.
Who's a better player, Jesse? Right now, you and Hoodie, make your pick. If I said you can have one, the money's the exact same. Are you taking Benintendi or are you taking Happ?
Ian Happ is slightly the better player right now.
That's correct.
Definitely the better player right now.
That's correct.
But I like Benintendi. I do like Benintendi. But Ian Happ, at this moment, if this was 2 years ago, I'd say Benintendi. But Ian Happ has turned himself into this different player, better from the right side. Walk-to-strikeout ratio better. Better in the outfield. Still has some slug. I don't think of him as a true power hitter. But that is a team-friendly deal. Any deal that's 1 to 3 years for a pending kind of big-time free agent, I don't mean he's $300 million, but he could have gotten $100 million. This is a good negotiation by Jed Hoyer, and he probably leveraged the fact that Happ wants to stay here. He's getting married here in a year. He's got some businesses here. And he did a good job, Jed Hoyer, with that. That is not a hampering kind of contract that's going to hold that budget down and all that kind of stuff.
Jesse, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show.
Have a great weekend, boys. Talk to you Monday.
See you, Jess.
Jesse Rogers, presented by...
That would be Power Equipment Direct and the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Tune in.
Coming up, we will have the Friday folder. We'll find out the things that we might have missed. And boy, I can't wait till Randy Newman starts cranking that organ at Dodger Stadium against the Cubs.
Who?
I love L.A. We love it. 7-3. Dodgers win. Damn it.
Justin Steele.
Yeah, okay.
Boy, this kid has handcuffed the Dodgers tonight on four hits.
I don't think
we go to the eighth.
No.
Cubs going to the bullpen. Yeah. Steele's done.
No.
6-1, Chicago.
No, I don't think that Joe Davis will be saying that. Captain Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines with Captain Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. It was a curtain call for Jonathan Toews last night as he lived up to the moment with the goal scored in this final game as a Blackhawk. Blackhawks lose to the Flyers in overtime at the United Center yesterday. The Bulls will take on the Miami Heat in their second play-in game. The game is slated for 6 o'clock. The Sox and Cubs are off yesterday. It'll be the Cubs against the Dodgers tonight while the Sox take on the Orioles on the south side. A 5:30 pregame, 6:10 first pitch right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Tampa Bay Rays rallied from being down 3-1 with the 7-run fifth inning to get a 9-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox. Think about this. 13 wins in a row for the Tampa Bay Rays. That ties a modern Major League Baseball record for consecutive wins to start a season. And you're listening to Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Hey. 9:50, we'll hear from Tracy Butler with the latest on the weekend weather. We're with you until 10 o'clock, and then we will cross-talk with Adam Abdallah. He's in for Greeny from 10 to noon. Carmen and Yurko, 12 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie will lead you into White Sox baseball as they take on the Orioles right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Now time for the Friday Folder, and is brought to you by...
That would be ETI, School of Skilled Trades. We say good morning again to Snorley.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Smooth like a brick in the face.
Time for the Friday Folder. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
I do have to issue a correction before I get started. The nine-inning challenge, the 9x9x9, will take place July 1st at Wrigley Field, but it is Cubs-Guardians. I said Cubs-Marlins. It is Cubs-Guardians.
We know where to find you.
Right. Had a few people tweet that, so I want to make sure if you want to come, you get tickets to the right games.
Will you be sitting in the sunshine in the bleachers?
Yes, sir. Bleachers are the only way to do it. Oh, hang out with the bums. Get a cup snake going of our 18 beers. It'll be great.
Jesus. Wow.
Oh, man. And will the fans pass you beers, like,
hopefully
down the line?
Yeah, hopefully.
My God. Okay. All right, time for the Friday Fold of things that we couldn't, that we did not get to because of Cap, so let's go ahead.
Let's start Well, he's right. Let's start with the strangest NBA beef we've seen maybe ever. Spencer Dinwiddie and Kyle Kuzma at each other's throats on social media.
Oh, my God. What is the problem now? What is the problem with these two?
I mean, Kuzma's taking shots at Dinwiddie about getting his pay in crypto.
Yes.
Dinwiddie's taking shots at Kuzma for not playing. Kuzma's taking shots at Dinwiddie for not winning. It's all over the place.
It's so ridiculous. I saw Dinwiddie and what he had to say in response to that. But just like, but actually, again, for some... The beef on social media is more entertaining than the actual basketball. Because the drama is the thing that fuels the league.
The beef is unbelievable. It's not cooked.
It's uncooked beef all the time. Because you know why? Because no one wants to cook the beef. They want to talk, and then all of a sudden it just kind of goes away until you get to the next beef. But it's always uncooked beef. Always.
I just don't get it. All the effort to be a successful player against the best in the world, then you got to waste your effort on that?
Young people, man. Right? That's how they communicate. Social media. Beefing. But when you see each other, what's up, man? Everything good? Everything good with the family? Everything good?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
This is also just like not entertaining beef. I like when Kevin Durant is telling some push your glasses up nerd writer, don't put graphs with my basketball. Leave me alone. That's good beef. This is just like, this is two guys, two end of the bench guys no one cares about going at it. Who cares?
Mediocre beef, right?
Mediocre beef.
All right, what else?
Fast food beef. This is no Wagyu steak. This is fast food garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Isaiah Thomas. I think we have the audio in the system.
Yep, right here.
He was a little upset. He was on our teammate show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. They had a photo up of Isaiah Thomas on the show, and he was not happy about the photo they put up.
If Chris Paul wins a championship, and by the way, I'm looking at my picture. Come on, Keyshawn.
Y'all doing that to me? I, Zeke,
don't have any. Why don't you smile a little, Isaiah? What are you so sour about?
I saw Max Kellerman's picture up there. I saw your picture up there. Y'all smiling. Y'all just had my man up there, you know, who was doing the football. He was smiling.
Right.
This the picture y'all put up there of me?
What y'all doing at ESPN
to me? Come on, man. What's wrong with y'all? Why y'all do this to me? This is just messed up. Hey, as a matter of fact, y'all should just take that down.
Damn.
Okay, we turn to Jay Moore here. So, all right. So I understood Isaiah's issue with this because he looked angry, and that's not really usually his disposition. He's a baby-faced smiling assassin.
Did you think he looked like when you first saw the picture, did you immediately go, "Wow, that's strong?" I didn't like have an outward reaction to it.
I understand his point though, cuz that's not his disposition, as you well know. You've known Isaiah. I've seen Isaiah around. He likes to smile.
He does.
And so he didn't want to look like that in the picture. Is that fair, Jay Moore? Like, he didn't want to, you want to be represented better than that picture. I've never seen
Isaiah, man.
I didn't even recognize him, actually, because without a smile.
He's been super bitter, man.
True.
For years. And I think it's time for him to let that go. Because he had a great career, great basketball player. Just let it go. The whole Jordan thing, I think it just got him, man.
Now, the end result is that he hangs up on KJM. And then Max Kellerman, by the way, drowned that segment with just over-talking. So that was the worst. But on top of that, though, is that Isaiah Thomas hung up on them and is like, I'll call back when you change my picture. They changed his picture. It was him as a player. Still wasn't smiling. So, but Isaiah's got some issues over the last, I would say, year on social media trying to garner respect. Dude, you're one of the greatest of all time. Like, no one has forgotten a top 50 player. You had your day. You got your two championships. But if you just do a deep dive on Isaiah, he's had a lot of issues with people on social, trying to let people know, I am still here. We know you're alive. We see you on NBA TV. It's fine.
He just got hired, didn't he?
Yes. He's in the front office of the Phoenix Suns with a new ownership. RIP to the Suns.
Wow.
Shay. It's sensitive, Isaiah.
I mean, just lately, he's been trying to get back in there like, hey, no, I was great. Or he's looking for an apology from Michael. Like, he's not apologizing to you. Michael
Why
Jordan?
Would Michael apologize to him? He should say, you know, I was a real idiot back that All-Star game when you were a rookie. Let's just move past it.
Isaiah needs a partnership with Kleenex, man.
Imagine how...
Soft, man.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
West Side.
If he never gets left off the Dream Team, he doesn't hang up that phone.
I guess.
I'm almost sure that's true. Let's talk about former Cub, current Detroit Tiger, and current idiot, Javi Baez, who might be the worst position player in baseball.
Another mistake by Javier Baez.
He's got a 328 OPS. That's on-base plus slugging. If one of those numbers, on-base or slugging, is 328, you're having a bad season. If both of them add up to 328, get the hell out of the league. What are they doing? He's the worst position player in baseball. His OPS plus is negative. I didn't know that number went negative.
I mean, A.J. Hinch did the right thing for taking him out of the ball game. What I did not like is, I mean, the old managers, as you well know, Cap, would have talked to him in the dugout. Tommy Lasorda?
How about Jim Leland?
Those guys would have...
Bobby Cox.
Right to the face, like, we're taking you out of the game because you're hurting the ball club. Get your head out of your ass. It would have, on camera, A.J. Hinch takes him down the steps.
Correct.
And then they come back up the steps. And then Baez takes his shirt tail out of his pants. Oh, I'm done for the day. I'm just going to go chill in the locker. No, you sit here with the rest of your teammates. Where are you going?
And tuck your jersey in.
Where are you going? That's disrespectful.
Well, it if you're AJ Hinch, he's the most likely, this is the odds, not me, the odds in Vegas, number one manager to get fired. You got to go down swinging, right?
Yes.
Enough's enough. He said there's been multiple mental errors by different players. That's it. I'm done.
The Giant game today at Comerica, he doesn't play. Sorry. You don't play today. You're taking your jersey off. Oh, so you're done. So you're just going to just chill and lounge for the day because you're making mental errors. You're hurting the ball club. You know what? I understand you're going through some issues here, clearly. But my God, man, still be a teammate.
So if he walked into you, you're the manager, said, Skip, I appreciate what you did yesterday. You're right. It will not happen again. Let's go. You're not letting him play?
No. He needs a day.
And if the next time he plays, bat him ninth. Bat him eighth. Bat him ninth. I'm tired of this cleanup garbage. He's got a 328 OPS. That's impossible.
You know how you do that, Cap? You empower Baez. Take the day off. Sit next to me. What do you think I should do here? That's how you do that, right?
Right.
You encourage him. Right? Like, hey, you take the day, but sit next to me. What do you think? You'll be my extra bench coach today.
Right. You don't make it adversarial. You've got to incorporate him. And by the way.
Makes sense?
100%. You can't alienate him. Correct. He's your highest paid player other than Miggy Cabrera.
That's what I would do. And that's Friday Folder brought to you by...
That would be ETI, School of Skilled Trade.
Let's find out what's going on with the weekend weather with Tracy Butler. That's next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN.
Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by...
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. It's a Friday. That means you should sneak out a little early and get the burger, the three-day processed fries. It takes them 3 days to cut the potatoes fresh and have that awesome meal. Get yourself a cold beer and sit on the patio on a gorgeous day like today, because Tracy Butler got a gold star. Jay Moore.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Scotty Barnes says it was tranquil in the gym, and all she did was yelling, and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
So now we can't hit free throws because a little girl's screaming.
How about that?
You know what? If I'm Nick Nurse, I'm out of here. So long, everybody.
She
from Toronto.
DR had to have had an effect on us. It's so good.
That's unbelievable.
I would never say that out loud.
Yeah, that you couldn't beat that out of me in an interrogation. I'm never admitting that. You couldn't waterboard that out of me. Like, what is he doing giving that comment? You could never get that out of me.
She did a great job, Bart said. I mean, that is just so good.
Just thinking about Shay with his hair.
Did the child have an effect on you?
No!
Did the child have an effect on you?
No! I just didn't execute! No! No! It wasn't the child! It was Nurse! Bad game plan! And Patrick Williams!
Long arm bastard!
Here's Shay Norley. Shay?
All right, boys.
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cap and Jay Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. It's at LaSalle and the river on the north side of the river.
It is now time for the weekend weather. Tracy Butler is with us. And Tracy, ooh, the sun is really bright this morning. Ooh, very too bright this morning.
Never too bright.
That's what I would. Well, you never say that to the anchor. Because, yeah, it is kind of bright. It's like, no, give it to them. That's what you do. No, it's been beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful winter and even better spring.
On its way. This is late June. You know, this is late June, early July stuff we're getting.
You have done a spectacular job.
Absolutely.
Wow. Did I get like an extra prize or something?
Well, I gave you a five gold stars for the winter. The fact that that was all we had to deal with. And now this, Butler, you've gone to another level.
Absolutely, and thank
you. You're saintly.
I'm kind of afraid for next week.
Why? It's going to be great next week, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Who are you watching?
Oh, Channel 2, of course.
Mary Kay Kleiss says it's going to be beautiful here.
Jesus, Kleiss says it's going to be fine.
Aren't we going to be in the 60s next week?
I love Mary Kay, by the way. Okay, so
you'd go to her funeral.
So early next week, it could be a shock to the system. Monday morning, when you look out your little window there at your beautiful estates, you might see a little...
The what?
The what?
Little Wayne?
Yeah.
Little Uzi Vert?
Little Richard?
S-N-O-W.
There's no accumulating snow.
There's no way there's going to snow.
It will be mixed with rain. I just don't want you to be shocked.
Sleet?
Oh, my gosh. I love the faces Hoodie's making about
this. There's not going to be anything accumulating that I got to get a shovel out.
No, I'm not saying you're going to need a shovel. I just don't want you to be shocked when you see some snowflakes in 4 days after it's been in the 80s and we had a record high yesterday.
The sign coming into the city should be, welcome to Sybil.
That's true.
Instead of welcome to Chicago. Seriously? S-N-O-W?
Seriously. Yes.
And she talked to us like a child with that, too, by the way. She spelled it out. Didn't want to say it.
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I was nervous.
But what about, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
How about today first?
Today, we're going for 82 degrees. The record high today is 85. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get that.
Look out the window.
Tomorrow,
awesome.
Like today, rain comes in tomorrow night. Cold front comes in tomorrow night and spoils it all on Sunday. Well, periods of rain Sunday, windy and colder.
Okay.
Okay.
We can deal with that.
Okay.
Bulls play indoors. We're good.
We're good.
Cubs are in L.A.
It is a great job. See?
Thank you, buddy.
I love that.
We don't want to hit S-N-O-W, though. That's not good. Oh, man.
It's not going to happen.
We thank you for listening and calling and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Thank you, Twitch. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. How about you and I do this Monday?
Rock and roll, baby. Have an awesome weekend. Have a good call of your baseball game today.
You got time? 6 o'clock, UIC against Missouri State. Monitor 4 maybe on ESPN Plus.
I'm going to watch it on the Apple Watch.
Oh, my God. Small screen for me. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.